Sure, you might be 5 minutes late to work, but you need to know what happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Our listener, Eric, asked us for some help. He told us about meeting Karen. They met on Tinder. Said they talked a lot pre-date. He thought they hit it off, had a lot in common. They ended up doing an escape room date. He said that she liked games and she thought that would be a fun activity. And he thought they had a great time, although they did not get out of the room. But we got Karen on. She said it was a really good idea for a date. She'd never done an escape room before. And said she really appreciated the date. He was really sweet. So Colleen thinks that that's a polite blow off. So, all right, Karen, is it? Is there something else? What is the real reason you're not calling him back? I mean, if you had such a good time.
Yeah, you guys, to be honest, he's such a sweet person, but he's just not intellectual enough for me. I mean, he really struggled with all the puzzles in the room. I basically figured out everything, and he was just there for the ride.
Ouch.
Okay. So you're not chalking this up to he's just bad at puzzles and might have a lot of other great qualities, like this is like no-go for you from now on at this point?
No, I don't think that's it. It's just... he didn't seem to be with it. I mean, he's a nice person, so I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I think we aren't going to be right for each other.
You know, sometimes two know-it-alls in a room, though, that's going to be a tough thing, too. Sometimes it's nice to have someone who just sort of lets you be the star.
So, Colleen said you should find a stupid person to be with if you're not.
I did not say that
That's
exactly.
That's what it came across as.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't. We're going to find out here if this hurts Eric's feelings or not. So let's bring Eric back on. Eric, you heard Karen. Is there anything you'd like to say to that?
Yeah. So you think I'm stupid?
No, I'm sure you know some things. It's just we're not compatible.
Some things. We're not compatible because I'm not on the same intellectual level. That's saying I'm stupid.
Hey, listen, I'm really trying to be nice here.
I just say it then.
Okay, fine. You're freaking stupid. You can even solve a basic math problem.
Wow. There it is. Glad to see your true colors now. Thank you.
Well, let's go back to when we were talking about how this can sometimes divide people to escape rooms.
Because
apparently it did.
Yeah.
Right? It did. If he hadn't gone mini golfing, you wouldn't have found out he was dumb until much later. I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry.
Seems a little harsh, but I'm not Karen.
Yeah, so Eric, listen, Karen's not interested. She's made it pretty clear. I'm sorry, Eric. I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but now you do know what happened and why she's not calling you back.
It saves me the trouble of dating her, so thank you.
Okay. Hey, Karen, thank you for coming on. We do appreciate it, because without you being honest, telling your side of the story, Eric would still be in the dark, and we do appreciate you doing that. So good luck to you, too.
Sure.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye to both of you.
If you still aren't sure what happened, hear it again at star1025.com.